This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah. Here we go. Your dial said correctly. Two USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. Broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Patrick is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. And Werner Bach is with us. Welcome, Werner.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. Hope I'm ready
to answer
as many questions as you have.
Yeah, Werner, it's great to hear your voice. I love talking with you and your wife on the phone.
Exactly.
I enjoy our phone calls. Yeah. Werner, a couple of things are happening. John Stadtmuller spent some time here at the farm over the Christmas day and before and after. It was great to see him. And we're talking about cows. And he would get in the Jeep, and we'd go visit a cow that had just, we had a stillborn, and that's always a traumatic for the mama cow, and while the cow's hip was broken during pulling the calf was dead.
Oh, that.
And we were talking about farmers and how. Is there any profit in being a cattle farmer? And I said, no, there really isn't. And we talked about, people think all you do is you have one cow and you get two, and then pretty soon you have another cow, and then they breed and you have more and more cows, and pretty soon you're rich. But what they don't see is the side that John Stadtmuller saw of the life and death of the animals. And the losses and how much time it takes and how you can't just leave them alone. I mean, if you've got them penned in to an area where they can't get out, you really have to take care of them. You have to make sure that they're okay 24 hours a day. And he saw that side of it. And then to add to that, I had over Christmas, we had a visitor to the farm, a young lady who is studying agriculture. And she's a farmer. She's a farm gal. She's been a farm gal all her life. She's in her 20s. And I said to her, well, do you know, and she lives in Missouri near us. I said, do you know any farmer, any single farmer, where the spouse does not have a job outside the farm to help pay for the farm, meaning income to support still holding on to that farm? And she thought for a few seconds and she said, no. There's no farmer that she knows of that doesn't have an outside job to pay for the farm. And so the point I'm trying to make is it may seem that farmers are just rolling in dough, rolling in money because they have land. However, that land is taxed, their house is taxed, the cows are taxed. I mean, there's the utilities, there's the insurance, there's the equipment, there's the fuel, on and on and on, the spare parts. Do you know of any farmers who can farm without having some kind of outside income today?
Not around here, except when you are you know, part of the smaller clique of some real big dairy farms that have been on the dole, on taxpayers' dole for a long while. But nonetheless, it takes a lot of work, a lot of hard work by the whole family still to keep the family together, to keep the farm together. And we are basically stewards of the land. And it is not being appreciated by the rest of the population. Yeah, I encountered that when I was farming in Germany, the first 10 years when I was farming in Germany, we were being portrayed as the welfare bums of taxpayers' dough, you know. And the sooner they could wipe out the majority of us farmers, the happier they were. But now the chicken are coming home to roost. They got more and more of those big mega farms that are farmed according to the agenda of the big chemical companies and their shareholders, you know. And it reflects itself now in the health status of the population. And it reflects itself in the environmental damage. And we haven't seen nothing yet with this GMO farming and glyphosate and all the chemical minefields have been creating. We haven't seen the full extent of the damage that has been done, not just only to the environment, but to ultimately it will to all life on this planet. It is not sustainable. And the ones that are still, you know, promoting it are especially the ones that are profiting from the dividends that are being dished out by those big chemical companies. And they need more and more scientific horse for hire, you know, to basically lie to the public and brainwash them that they are the ultimate solution of dealing the problems of feeding the people in this world, you know, and dealing with environmental problems. And the more those so-called scientists address the issue, the more damage they create. It's basically like the sorcerer's apprentices, you know. In the end, all the ghosts that they have called, they can't get rid of them anymore. And the environmental damage will ultimately become so great that it leads to the ultimate destruction, you know. And it would have been a lot better when right at the onset of their studies and before they got those high-paying positions in positions of power, that they had to admit they know only very little the way everything is functioned in the creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and Werner, in 2012, let me start this way. In 1974, the average age of a farmer, 1974, was about 50 years old. In 2012, it was 58 years old. So the average farmer is 58. Today, well, the statistics from 2014, the average farmer is 58.3 years old. I'm 65 as a farmer. So I guess I'm a little older than the average farmer. But, you know, when you say, what's the age of the average mechanic? What's the age of the average computer professional? You know, you'd find that the ages are much, much lower. So farmers are working pretty long into, you know, darn close to retirement. And actually, you know, the retirement years. However, I don't even think farmers can retire. I don't think it's possible, you know, from my perspective. Because where's the retirement? In order to retire, a farmer would have to sell the land. And it's an emotional thing. Heck, you know, I every once in a while, Werner, I just take a walk, and I just spend a couple hours just walking around the fields, and just looking, and remembering back what they used to look like when we first bought the farm. It was run down. Now it looks pretty darn good, and you know, and I take stock in what we've done, what we've accomplished. And heck, I would not want to sell our farm. Really, after all that blood, sweat, and tears, you know, sell the farm to retire? It's unthinkable.
Well, but yet, once in a while, you know, we have to stop and face reality. And basically, I started out here when I was 27 years old, when I came here to Canada. And I dealt with the same situation. You know, the land was run down, the woods had been plundered and everything. And I put my nose to the grindstone. And so many people, they just basically here, the northeast and the eastern part of Canada, they're basically the great welfare recipients from the rest of the country. And you got a similar situation in the New England states and some other areas on your side of the border, you know. And when somebody puts his nose to the grindstone and after a few years things start looking up, that's when the ugly head of envy raises. You know, envy raises its ugly head, you know. And then we have to watch out, because there are so many people who had been loafing around in the countryside, living on welfare, living on unemployment, you know, and figured that gravy train would never stop. And then they are envious when somebody gets something together, and that's, we cannot expect any help whatsoever. What I've seen from all the government agencies that are supposed to protect us from those domestic predators, you know, our danger is not come from abroad. You know, our enemies, they're not come from abroad. They're living right within the community, and they are right well established in most of the government agencies, you know, because their bread is buttered by corporate profits, their pension funds and their private investment portfolio, and they got no financial interest in the family farm and the farming family that hang on for dear life.
You know, you were talking when we first started this broadcast about holding on to the farm by having one spouse working outside the farm, and then that would be for part of the day. The rest of the day, that spouse would come home and help out at the farm. But the other side of that is what you mentioned. Farmers are being subsidized. Some farmers, the ones who are connected, the ones who are tied to the big machine, to big government, to the county governments, the ones who somehow seem to get these government handouts that other farmers can't get. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Brenner Box with us. Brenner Box, a farmer, has been for decades in New Brunswick, Canada. And Bob in Maryland, welcome. You're on with Werner Bach and me. Bob? Oh, we lost Bob. I just saw.
Oh.
Yeah, just we lost Bob. Just as I was welcoming you. You know, I'd like to just say, yesterday I was not on the air. And what happened was, I went into the studio early in the morning, and the phone didn't work. I dialed tone, but any number I called was busy. And I looked at the internet, and it was down. So no phone, no landline, no internet, and we don't have a cell phone. So I thought, no, let me reset the router. Let me check the lines. Let me check all the connections. There's nothing I could do to fix it. And, of course, you know, I'd like to call the phone company and say, what gives? This is CenturyLink. It's like the worst phone company on the planet, as far as I can tell. And if I had stock in it, I would sell it because it's miserable, absolutely miserable. And if I were to call it, they'd say, you know, you can use our online service to report a problem. Really? How's that? How would you use the online service if you can't get online? And most of the time it is an online service problem, but or an internet problem. But I could not call GCN to say I can't broadcast because I don't have a phone. So Mrs. Finelli hopped in the vehicle and raced to a neighbor's house, probably a mile and a half away, who has a cell phone, and asked if she could call. And I couldn't even talk to Rick Miller to say that, hey, Rick, I can't do it today because I don't have a telephone. So she raced to a neighbor's house while I was still trying to connect. I couldn't. And so that's what happened yesterday. No phone, no landline, no internet, no broadcast. And I was also scheduled to be on with Dr. Bill Deagle yesterday to talk about what if. What if? What if the phone lines go down? What does that really mean? Well, I just described what it means. It means if the internet's down, the phone lines are down, there's no broadcasting. Which means, and here's what I do. And I just wanted to share this with the class for just a couple seconds. So all during the day, we have a computer in the kitchen of the farmhouse. And, you know, we go in and out of the kitchen a lot. And I check the news. And I write myself an email. And I copy down all kinds of links about things I'd like to mention. Sometimes I mention them, sometimes I don't. But I might have 30 links, and I'll send that email. Well, I couldn't even do that. I couldn't even send myself the email. Even though I sent it the night before, I couldn't pick it up the morning of the broadcast because what? The internet was down. So I got to tell you that radio will be a whole different thing if the internet goes down. Everything will be local. All news will be local because we won't know what's going on outside of local. I can tell you who's getting married and who did their wash today. You know, by hopping in the Jeep and looking around at the clothesline, I can tell you that, but not much more than that. Just wanted to let you know. So that's what happened yesterday. And CenturyTel lets me down regularly. They really do. Werner, are you finding that the average age of a farmer is getting older in your neck of the woods as well?
Well, every so often that happens, you know, but not to the extent the way you describe it there in your neck of the woods.
Okay. So are you saying that farmers are not 60 years old? They're younger than that?
No, here the average age of the farmer is about in the same age range.
Okay.
And that's the reason why there's so much abandoned farmland around here. Mm-hmm. Because the farmers, they just got too old, they couldn't do it anymore. And what made me so angry over the last years, when I realized how the farmers that were farmed sustainable, with what kind of dirty tricks they were basically terminated with their farms.
When we come back, Pernerbach, let's talk about the dirty tricks against the farmer, the guy who and the gal who work 24 hours a day. We'll talk about that.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Werner Bach and I are discussing the crisis in family farming. And the reason I use the word crisis, when you think of, you know, the average farmer being about 60 years old, the average, you can see that this is not going to work out well. And Werner, what I've seen is, you know, there are some farmers who have new equipment, I mean, new tractors, and, you know, some of us may be envious. Wow, look at that new John Deere tractor. How can they afford that? How can they afford that new baler? How can they, you know, how do they do, what are they doing that we're not doing? And the answer is, they're probably on the government dole. Literally. They're probably on the government dole. And so when we want to drill a well, you know, it's $10,000. If they want to drill a well, they find some government program, sign up for it, and the government will pay $7,500 of that well drilling. All they have to do is sign up for it and agree to a government contract. Well, we don't want to do that. So we do it the hard way. But and then some farmers say, you know what? I'd like a flat floor. That's the term they use around here in Missouri, a flat floor. What they really mean is a level playing surface. What they really mean is, you know, it sure would be nice if we got rid of all the subsidies or give everybody the subsidies. But I think they'd rather have us get rid of all these subsidies so that the playing field is level, so that when we sell our cows and they sell their cows, you know, there's the same kind of profit margin in them. But it's not, because they're subsidized and we're not. And farmers are a dying breed. And that's just the fact of the matter. Werner, we were talking about dirty tricks. Dirty tricks against farmers to steal their farms. Tell us about that, please.
Oh, there have been many dirty tricks I've uncovered over the last year in New Brunswick, but I was familiar with some of them over from the old country when I was farming there in the 60s. Where government was handing out hidden grants to some farms, and the others, they were left out in the cold, and we didn't want any grants, you know. No, but the way the situation was over there in Germany was the German economy, they needed to export, and the main items of export were machinery, you know, and they exported it to countries whose only payment was natural resources and farm products. And then there came another thing that was being thrown in, that was when anyone of, like in North America or any other European countries, when they had to produce a surplus and they wanted to get rid of it, they heavily subsidized it and threw it on the market. And we couldn't compete with those subsidized imports, you know. So many more farmers bit the dust. And it was a continuous racket. And I was going sick and tired of it. In the first few years in the early 70s, when I came here to New Brunswick, there was I considered to be still a fairly even playing field, but then they adopted the same kind of dirty practices what they used over there in the old country in order to basically to thin out the number of farmers. And then I found out it was not the reason that so many farmers here had given up farming and abandoned the farmland that was reverting back to woodland and to wilderness. It wasn't that the people were lazy, but that already for decades earlier, dirty tricks were being played on the farmers. The farmers that were farmed organically here, most of the farmers, they were not familiar with modern farm chemicals. And I was familiar with some of those chemicals from the old countries, and I went to agriculture college, so I was well familiar with. And within a few years, I found out that they had been sabotaged, the farmers, with different type of chemicals, long-term soil sterilants, selective herbicides, and anything to ruin their crop potential. And sooner or later, the farmers ran out of money, you know. And then the government, they told them, oh, you have to plow up your hay ground every 3 or 4 years if you want to get a good hay crop. And that was basically disproven by long-term trials, for example, at the Nepean Research Station in Nova Scotia, where they used the hay ground for over 80 years. They made an 80-year-long Greenland trial, and there was no need of plowing up your hay ground every few years. If you fertilized it with, and the best most adventurous was the way the old farmers were doing, when every 3 or 4 years they would put a good coat of manure on, and the hay ground became more productive, you know, and stayed productive. And it came on, you know, thumbs up compared to the chemical way of farming, you know. But this was not being told to the farmers. And as I say, first few years, the old farmers I encountered, they were decent, hardworking people. And then I noticed that most of them, they had to quit because of health problems. The main health problems were heart disease and cancer. You know, and this is what I documented in some of my own research I did when I encountered killing of my livestock. And when I started doing autopsies, and I documented the damage to the internal organs, and it paralleled the very same damage and health problems that occurred my neighbors and led many of them to an early death. So I realized it wasn't just only a naturally occurring health problem, but it was basically organized crime that were trying to get the farmers out by hook and by crook. The traditional farmers that weren't feeding enough money into the pockets of the business community and into the pockets of the big multinational corporations, the machinery companies, and the chemical companies. But and I've been now in a battle now for over 42 years, and they threw anything at me, what they could throw at me in order to shut me up, from false accusations, put me in the loony bin and everything, and slandering me. But just only from 2011 until 2014, they dragged me through courts, through false accusations, and I fought back. I didn't use a lawyer. I defended myself. I did my homework. And in the end, they had to back off. Not before they tried to put me away permanently for the rest of my life into a mental institution. But it didn't work either. And that's when I found out about the whole racket that's going on. Anybody who speaks out against this corrupt system, they have psychiatric horse for hire that ultimately want to shut people up. And most of those psychiatrists that are practicing here, all the ones I encountered, they came from third world countries, you know, third world hellholes. And it is very preferable, you know, when they hear they can drive a BMW, than being sent back, for example, to Nigeria, to Bangladesh, to Pakistan, to India, and to one of the, you know, Dominican Republic, or some of those hellholes.
Wow. So, Werner, you and I have talked off the air. Do you want to talk about they actually forced you into a mental institution for a little bit? What was that like?
Oh,
why did they do it?
That was in this was in 1975. I was well established. You know, I had a nice herd of beef cattle. And for the next few years, I wanted to, do more basic infrastructure work on the farm, like drain the fields and clean up the fields that had been basically grown over by all the bushes and that had become unproductive, you know, and lime the ground and basically get the yield potential up to snuff again, you know. And then suddenly cattle, they started dying. And very suspicious circumstances, you know, and I found out too much, but I didn't get any help from any kind of a government agencies, neither from the police nor from the Department of Agriculture, only massive cover-up, because I stumbled upon this big Watergate, you know, and then one of the perpetrators who was involved in killing my livestock, he made up he was a buddy that ran with the Mounties, you know. Some other neighbors told me about, you know, and he made up a false accusation that I threatened him with a gun, you know. I was being picked up and put in the loony bin. And for about 5.5 weeks. And I wanted to find out when under the Freedom of Information Act, I requested my files And the reason why I was being picked up, we had been blacked out. But he was listed as a complainant. And then I found out about a year and a half earlier. They had pulled off the same stunt on another farmer, just only 70 miles away. You know, 65 head of cattle had been killed within a couple of months or so on his farm. He had a well-run dairy farm. I was familiar with his farm because in 1969 I had picked up my combine from his place. And I didn't get it ready for the road that afternoon. So I stayed there overnight, and it was a well-run dairy farm. And as I say, in 1973, he encountered the same kind of problem, same kind of cover-up. He was being picked up. You know, he had a well-known lawyer and mayor of Moncton as he's representing him in court. He had sued some people about the death of the cattle, but the case got thrown out of court. The next morning, police picked him up and put him in the loony bin. And he was assigned to the same young immigrant doctor from Bangladesh who barely spoke English, supposed to be suffering from paranoia. This is basically the standard procedure to shut people up. And then once they get you in the system, they try to drug you up and basically destroy your mind.
We have an instructor by the name of Mark Baker, and his farm is called Baker's Green Acres.
Yeah.
And he was raising some. Did you hear what I said? Mark Baker?
The name sounds somewhere familiar. I might have read something up on the internet there a while ago.
Yeah, he raised pigs in Michigan, and the Department of Natural Resources came down on him, told him he had to kill his pigs, and he fought him, and he won. He's one of our instructors. Same kind of thing. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetahs? You've got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Talking with Werner Bach. He's a farmer for decades. And I was telling you about another one of our instructors. And he had Mark Baker in Michigan. He has a farm and he raises pigs. And the Michigan DNR, Department of Natural Resources, came down on him and said he had to kill his pigs. And he said no, and they threatened him. And to make a very long story short, they said, well, you know, your pigs are wild, and if they get out, it poses a threat. And he wanted to know, how do you define a wild pig? And they said, well, you know, if he has a curly tail or a straight tail. And that's all the pigs. It's all of them. They all have either curly or straight tails. And, you know, these bozos who work for the Department of Natural Resources, they're parasites. And they really, really came down on him and made his life miserable. Well, he's one of our instructors, and a bunch of us drove up to meet with him. And he took a page out of our book. And what he did was he decided that he would do what we do, make sure all the people who are these criminals get all the credit they deserve. Now I'm talking about white-collar, government-sanctioned, bred criminals. These people are bred to be criminals, right? They want a piece of your wallet. They want your farm. They want whatever you have. They want it. And so he decided that he would make them all famous. And he went on YouTube and he held up their business card, read their names, who they were, gave out their phone numbers, you know, and eventually he won. He won. So that class, those are the tactics that I use when I was threatened by the state of Missouri. They wanted me to pay $100,000 in unpaid sales tax. That was absolutely bogus. It's hard to believe that, you know, when I tell you that they came after me and my family, and they threatened us with liens, and I gave out their names, their phone numbers. I told you who they were, the chief legal counsel for those thugs.
Yeah.
I gave out their information. And you know what? They sent me two letters of apology. One was from the director and one was from the chief legal counsel. Oh, I'm paraphrasing. Oh, most so sorry. Wrong guy. Most so sorry for the inconvenience. Inconvenience. These guys threatened us with the full force of the state of Missouri, stealing our farm, stealing our property. That's what these parasites wanted to do. That's what they wanted to do to Mark Baker.
It's organized crime.
And, it is organized crime.
Into the highest places of the government, and they are basically running the government. And last night I came across a website about, I don't know, it might be worthwhile to Google him up, John Bosnitz. He is a journalist, and he has been working at an international level, and he exposed a lot. We have to see the bigger picture and how far the organized crime is spread and how much death and destruction they have caused right across this planet, you know. And they got the militaries as their heavy boot to do their dirty bidding. And look what you did there about exposing. This is what during the Middle Ages people in communities were doing when somebody had offended against the community. They took the law into their own hand. And anybody who committed a serious offense against the community, they didn't want to get their heads chopped off. But they had to be displayed in an iron cage in the middle of the marketplace, you know, for a day, for two, or whatever the sentence was, to shame them. Mm-hmm. And I think the same, we should, and what you have done, you know, expose the one, name their names and everything. And I did that to an extent, too. When I went to the internet and I posted comments and everything, and I went over the head of the perpetrators, and then some of them in the media, they got fired. And some of them in the government organizations, from the SPCA to the Department of Agriculture, they got kicked out, or they took early retirement.
Good for you. And the newspaper, when I lived in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the editor would write articles about this guy, and they gave him a name. They spelled it F-I-R-E-M, Farum, and that was me, because I would say, what would I do? What would you do? We'd fire him. Murder, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Vincent. And
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.